Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. You becoming more focused and disciplined, I think that's an urgent conversation. Like, I'm taking this so seriously with my clients, where I, you know, just the other day I was telling a bunch of clients, hey, you got to knock down your meetings from hour long to 30 minutes. You got to make sure everything you are doing is moving the needle. You've got to turn out all the noise. You don't have to consume everything everybody sends you. You don't have to watch every link, watch every video, watch, like, just unless you had it on your learning map or on your inspiration map, just be careful of everyone sending everything. It's so much right now. I really believe 2021 belongs to the most focused and disciplined.
Oh, 2021 belongs to the most focused and disciplined.
So yeah. Good. I'm so passionate about that right now. So I hope you all will take a minute while we're here today on the Growth Day Morning Show and just be like, okay, it's always fun with Jamie and Brendan, but we also hope it's just a little gut check every day, to a little more self-awareness, a little bit more mindfulness, bring a little more joy and intention to your day, because you deserve to feel great. But if you are being pulled in 1,000 directions that you said yes to, or I promise you that steals so much of your time. Yeah. And time is life. Time is life. And I'm saying this particularly because I struggled with it yesterday. So this is not me being the high-performance guy who has everything locked down. It's like, dang it, yesterday, anyone lose maybe like an hour yesterday to distraction or to something that was not on your radar, but somebody put it on your radar?
Yeah.
Well, that every day can become extremely dangerous to your joy of life.
Yeah.
You know, that's like every day for a month, if that happened, that means you lost a full work week, basically lost a full work week. So just be attentive. That means you did work 3 weeks, but you were there for four. And so something to think about.
Yeah. And on that, I love when you do the calculation. Actually, I'm going to ask you to share that again in a second, because I think that's so powerful when we actually put in perspective how much time, even just losing a little bit of time, numbing out, scrolling Instagram or whatever it is, and what that will you share? Actually, then I have one thought I want to share about Zoom and the impact Zoom is having on so many of our lives in terms of focus, in terms of distraction, in terms of time. But one of the things that you share that's so powerful is just simple math. That it's easy for us to, you know how on a credit card, everyone like gets their first credit card and they think like, oh, I've barely spent anything. And then all of a sudden they get a bill and they're like, what? Right. And we start to learn that ability to sort of like subconsciously do math of what we're spending and what we can expect that bill to come in at. I mean, what we haven't mastered is, oh, we're in this brand new social media world. And I mean, listen, the Growth Day Morning Show, now that is worth the time.
But well, yeah, the question is, does it inspire you? Does it give you perspective? Does it help you enjoy the day?
Yes.
I think no one should ever call personal development a waste of time.
Nope.
Because what it is it's time regrooving and rewiring your brain. So when the real struggle comes up, the voice of strength and confidence and positivity and optimism and readiness and joy and gratitude is so ingrained in there that it mows over the crappy self-talk.
That's so true. Totally. And on that note, Brendan, one thing that I forgot to do is just to remind everyone, because a lot of people are tuning in for the first time right now, and we're really just all about coming together and having human connection and bringing the joy and inspiring hope and inspiration. And so many people do need this in their life. I feel like, you know, we're in a moment in time where it's so important now more than ever, I would say, because people are tired. They're feeling powerlessness. They have so much uncertainty in their life. And I think bringing something like this, and thank you so much, Brendan, for doing this, and bringing something like Growth Day, but also the Growth Day Morning Show, where, you know, even people that just have 10 minutes or 30 minutes in the morning and just need to reignite their light. That is my hope and prayer for this show, is that everyone learns to dream again, to hope again, to feel inspired again, and to invest in themselves again, right? Because it's like that's how we also pour into everyone else. And so, yeah, I'm so excited and proud to be part of the show, and also just honored. Everyone's time is so precious. The blessing of all of our times together right now, I think it's really powerful. So just want to say thank you, Brendan, for doing Growth Day, and also for this show.
And it's so funny. In 5 weeks, we've cried together about memories in our lives. We've talked about the struggles we face in just believing in ourselves and staying motivated and dealing with all this energy around the world. We've talked about how to find our confidence again. We've talked about having vision, and we're having these conversations every day. And for those who are parents, or those of you who are, you lead your teams, those who are entrepreneurs, think about how important it is that you are imparting these key messages to your teams: vision, confidence, belief, readiness, joy, harmony, balance, openness, good communication. These are the values of personal development. And when we talk about feeling more alive and being more mindful, when we talk about feeling more connected and caring for other people, when we talk about finding our meaningful pursuits again, we're putting life back into people. We are putting hope back into people. We are putting readiness back into people. You talk about personal development. We do the Growth Day Morning Show because if you can start the morning with a foundation of personal development, you look at your struggles throughout the day differently. You go, you know what? I am strong enough for this. Or you know what? I will be resilient through this. When you start with the foundation of personal development, every struggle, every setback, every sadness has now perspective. You go, I am stronger. Or I heard someone go through this and they came out on the other side just fine. And it's people coming together who believe in the idea that it's not always just, you know, some new inspiration you need. It's that you need a foundation. You need a foundation of good things busting into your ears, of a foundation of a community of people who are like you, who really want to achieve, who really want to be great parents, who want to be great caregivers. Most people don't care about personal development because they gave up. The people who really care about personal development, they're still on the path. There's still hope. There's still a spark. They know there's another level and they love rising up to it. And they love to hear talk. They love the motivation of hearing people talk about, there is another level for me and my family. There's more wealth. There's more joy. There's more impact. That's why I do personal development. This morning, I sit there. I literally, all my workout, I always listen to personal development, right? A bunch of YouTube shows, a bunch of apps I go through, a bunch of podcasts. It's 100% personal development every single morning in my workout and my morning routine, right? It's a big part of what I do when I'm in my movement. And if I didn't do that, I know I would sabotage myself. So instead of sabotaging myself throughout the day, I set myself up to win by ingraining the messages that say, simple things of keep going, just do it, believe, there's other people like you, you got this. That stuff, that gets me going. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about, and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health, that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference.
Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
Jamie, you're in a great mood this week. I've had actually people comment on DM, like, you're always bright and shiny, and you're always like, it's just like you're such a radiating just beam of joy. Like, what do you think has caught your morning rhythm? Is it we got into the rhythm? Is it something's coming up? What's going on?
Listen, we're talking about focus this week, and the truth is I'm intentionally focusing. And what I mean by that is you want the real truth, Brendan, you get the real stuff in the pre-show, right? Where yesterday I mentioned, like, I was almost bawling my eyes out before the morning show yesterday, because, you know, listen, a lot of us that are, you know, passionate about our projects or our dreams or our things, like, I've poured more of myself into this book than anything I've ever done. I believe it's the best work of my life. I believe it's going to serve and bless so many people. As you know, I'm donating 100% of the proceeds. I'm literally just doing it to serve. Who I am, and maybe you guys can relate to that. A lot of you can relate to this in the community. When I'm going to do something, my tendency, my humanness, is to put so much pressure on myself and to want to do it with such a level of excellence. So those are my tendencies. And in this season, for the first time, because, you know, when I built It Cosmetics, it was a 10-year journey of going of, you know, 3 years of no's and constant rejection and having to get back up every time I got knocked down, and then finally starting to get yeses, and then finally starting to hire employees and build teams and create missions and create focus inside It Cosmetics, right? And lead and really learn how to lead and how do we come into a crowded industry and actually make a difference, actually have meaningful pursuits as a company, right? As a team. And went through that whole journey. I was so driven during it that I forgot to enjoy it, a lot of it. I was so passionate about what I was doing, I forgot to enjoy it. And so I've been more stressed out in this past week, or had more reasons, I should say, more things just stacking. And I'm doing it differently this time. And this is what's, I think, such a part of growth for all of us, right?
Tell us what that means, because my question was, you're in a different mood this week than even last week or the week before. So what is that then? So you're saying you're doing it differently. Like, what
it's
is it? What is
and it? What I, oh, yeah, okay. It's focus and what I mean. So let me actually, I'm gonna read you a quote I wrote down that a friend told me that sums it up exactly. And this ties into yesterday. Oh my gosh, yesterday on Growth Day, a lot of you were saying, oh, you know, we don't know how to lose. Like, we were talking about how when we have losses and setbacks, we don't know how to handle them. And we were talking about discipline and focus isn't about doing everything right. It's about knowing how to handle it when things go wrong, or when we drop balls, or when we miss the appointment on our calendar, or all those things. And here's the shift in my focus that's been life-changing in a big way. Okay. So I'm in a season with all the stress where I care so much about this book launch. And yet I feel what you're talking about. I feel inspired to be present and to serve on the morning show, however I can. I feel that. And my friend actually said this quote to me, Rory Vaden. I don't know if you know Rory Vaden, and he is amazing. Anyways, he said, he wants me to remember this, because, you know, I talk about my intention to serve. And I know a lot of you in the community right now have an intention, a bigger who needs you on your A game today, right? To use Brendan's words, who needs you on your A game, that bigger intention. And I was talking about all the things I'm setting up for this big event happening in 12 days. I'm talking about all the things I'm doing. And yet I remembered these words. I'm here to help. I'm not here to accomplish. And when you risk with your heart leaning forward, if you're here to accomplish, there's wins and losses. But if you're here to help, there's only wins. And those words have stuck with me. If you're here to help, there's only wins. And what that means to me is, oh, Jamie, you were up until midnight. I was up till midnight last night drafting emails for It Cosmetics to share with their customers. All the things. Were they perfect? Mm-mm. Was the, like, all the things, right? But guess what? I'm not here to accomplish. I'm here to help. I know the intention of what I'm doing. Yes. And therefore, it's only wins.
Intention and process. We say often, we say intention and process over outcome obsession.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, I'm here. I'm in the journey. I'm in the process. I'm showing up for it. I'm doing my best. I'm going to make sure I enjoy it. I'm going to put myself into this, but I'm also, it doesn't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to achieve this thing. It's not about the status, the fame, the money, the sales. It's about, okay, I'm showing up for this idea. I'm showing up for this intention. Yeah. It's easier to show up for a big vision and a big idea than it is for like a certain, you know, specific outcome over a period of time. So,
and also when we shift our mindset that actually like just the journey of intending to be on your A game for someone else, that's the win. It's not the outcome. It's not the outcome, right? And so that's what I'm focused on. And so it's
That's the shift for you this week.
Big shift is just really remembering that and enjoying this journey. Listen, so many of you guys I know, because I read your comments, I read your stories, I read your posts, I read everything that you guys share. And I try to get through all of my DMs. I try to get through all of it. And a lot of you share this, that we have these goals and we have these dreams, but literally we're so busy. We're so overwhelmed. We're so stressed out. We're so distracted that we forget to enjoy it. We forget to feel the day. We forget to find the meaning in our pursuits, right? And I think, you know, I have failed at that so many times. And so I'm on a journey for the rest of my life of personal growth, for the rest of my life of hoping to have growth days every single day. And part of me growing is saying, how can I show up better? How can I have more joy in life and still put the goodness out into the world I want to, but don't rob the goodness from my own experience, because I'm focused on the outcome, right?
Yes. Yeah. You know, because here's the super downer for everybody is the outcome is life doesn't go forever. Mm. That's the truth. And it's such a good reminder. I think all personal development centers on the fact that life is short, that we're blessed to be here, that we should live it while we're here, that we should feel it while we're here. It's why I'm always saying that phrase, feel the day, you have to, because otherwise all the days go by, you achieved a lot, but you weren't alive and aligned. Yeah. So you didn't have any fulfillment or satisfaction, even though you climbed an amazing mountain. I mean, how many friends do we know? They climbed an amazing mountain and they literally are unhappy. They're literally lost. They are literally like in a place, and it's not because they're not smart. It's not because they didn't do so many things, or that they're, it's because they forgot the fundamental essence of life is to live life, and to live life encourages you to be intentional about feeling it. Otherwise it all blurs together. I know so many people, 2020 blurred together for them, right? Other people is like, oh my God, it took forever. One of the things is like how much people actually feel and experience the day. And so some people are more sensitive to time and more sensitive to experience than other people. And what happened, unfortunately, in I really believe the last decades of media, is we become desensitized to life because distraction leads to becoming desensitized. Mm-hmm. And so what happens, you're desensitized. You don't feel the day, even though you're busy. But you know, the problem is busyness also leads to being desensitized. So you have to teach yourself to feel the wins, feel the experience, feel the journey, but also not just... Because sometimes people are like, Brendan, it feels terrible. I'm like, that's exactly why we trademarked bring the joy. Mm. Says, I don't feel this. I don't feel that. You bring the emotion. You bring the feeling. You don't hope that life gives you that great one day of blessings and purpose and spirituality and fulfillment and connection with God and achievement. You bring into the day the feelings and the emotions, the energy upon which you want to experience in life. And I think when we do that, that's the focus, isn't it? The focus is generating the feelings of life. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally,
then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules?
Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.